Very welcome to Messy Bits, the bonus episode of the Messy Up the Podcast. And myself, Dr. Ciara Kelly.
And Dr. Richard Hogan. Today, Ciara, we're going to look at...
Someone's Dilemma.
Someone's Dilemma, indeed. Let's have a look. Husband's Opposing Opinions is the title of this one. How can I deal with my husband's opinions? Indeed. Re-immigration. His ideas about immigration. He's a Donald Trump supporter. Oh, Lord above. His views on LGBTQ. He has changed and not for the better. Believes crap on X and on his phone. Very hard to deal with. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Very interesting.
Because I would say that's a lot of families around the world here.
Around the world. Yeah, yeah. Maybe not even just in Ireland, because we're quite homogenous, I think, in how we view things like Donald Trump. Not entirely, but whatever. But I think two things here. I think one, lots of liberals, and this person is clearly a liberal because she doesn't like the Donald Trump supporter and all that kind of stuff. Lots of liberals are very intolerant of anyone who isn't liberal. And they are illiberal liberals.
They're only intolerant of intolerance.
That's what they would say.
Yes.
But nonetheless, it is intolerant. And I think, first of all, the world is becoming increasingly polarised and divided and fractious and fractured and all of that.
Divisive, yeah.
And I think trying to find common ground with people, even your husband, is very important. And I might share this wife's views more than perhaps this husband's views. But I'm always quite interested in people who have different views to me, because I like people who make me think. And I'm not arrogant enough to think I'm always right about everything, or that I have all the answers, or that my opinion is the only one that has validity. So I think it is a good thing. And you know, I've seen people before, people have said, you know, I could never, you see people online, I could never go out with a Trump supporter, or someone says, I could never go out with a libtard. And they're all throwing abuse at each other. I think that that's becoming more of a problem nowadays, that people are really, they want to live in their own echo chamber, they want to have only their views reflected, and they want to hear nothing. And anyone who doesn't share them is wrong. So I think there's something interesting in maybe even living with someone who doesn't agree with you on everything and has different political views or what have you. I think that's okay. There's a caveat to all of that. I think, as I say, tolerance and other people's views are interesting and all of that. If your values
misaligned,
are wholly misaligned with your partner's, that is a fundamental issue in your relationship that sometimes cannot be fixed. Because if I hated somebody else's views, hated somebody else's values, what are we if we aren't our values and our views? You know, so to an extent, I can see that might actually become a situation where this is a relationship that doesn't have a future. Because if you are going like this and then suddenly start to do this in terms of who you are, that's a problem. But I wouldn't automatically, is what I'm saying, dismiss the husband because he doesn't align with everything you think. Because sometimes, you know, if he's open to talking to you about it, and if you're able to debate it in an interesting way and say, well, look, I actually think this and you think that, you know, I think that's okay. If there's a mutual respect for each other's positions, I don't think your politics have to be exactly on board with each other.
For sure, I don't think your politics should be aligned, have to be aligned or anything like that. But I suppose what I get from reading that is that this person has changed, so they didn't always hold these views, and that they've gone down the rabbit hole of social media, which is the recommender system thing. You know what I mean? They've gone down this recommender system, and they've got into it, as you said, an echo chamber. And so the wife is watching this person disappear into Trumpism and immigration. And
we do say left-wing politics are the politics of youth and right-wing politics are the politics of age. So people often veer
as they get older
to the right. Not everyone. I, that's a gross generalisation. But in as a rule of thumb, people start left and veer right as they age.
But you can see how somebody would have, you know, because you're not allowed to even talk about these ideas of immigration. You know, as a society, you know, that has been kind of closed down for us, that we can't talk about immigration or immigration policy. And that's a really important conversation to be having. And so when we don't have those conversations publicly because we're scared of being cancelled or being labelled as a racist, you do go down these echo chambers. And that's the problem with social media. And so she's watched, what it sounds to me is like she's like saying, help, I'm watching my husband disappear down a echo chamber place.
Rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole. And I'd be saying, okay, you're dead right here. I don't think your politics have to align. You know, my wife would be very apolitical. I'd have more probably kind of like clear ideas around that kind of stuff and all that. But I try not to talk about it too much because it's kind of boring.
It is boring.
You know what I mean? It's kind of boring. I might talk about it sometimes. She'd say, give it a break now.
No, but I do agree with you. If somebody's banging on about
Donald Trump. Exactly. It is.
Can we not park that on the news?
Absolutely. You know, when he interfered with the World Cup, I was banging on about that. And she was like, Jesus Christ, I thought you could just watch the football. Yeah. You know, political.
That was an interesting turn of events.
It was very interesting. I was like, I wanted to watch the football too without politics, but this is what's happened here. And I'm obsessed with it and all the rest of it. Infantino, I can't believe, made Seth Blatter look decent. Anyway, but you know what I mean? So I'm obsessed with all that particular thing. And so I can see how I would annoy my wife talking about it. And so what I'd say to that person is, I'd be trying to pull them off the little bit of their social media there and maybe challenging their views. And that's kind of like, you know, good debate in the family, and I would try and take their views not so personally, because I think that's what you're saying there, is that that's what happened, the intolerance of intolerance.
I think it's quite interesting that the things that she's highlighted: immigration, Donald Trump, LGBT.
So there's like racism and sex and gender.
But these are a basket of views that, that I think this texter feels matter in terms of who you are, in terms of your identity. If you're not liberal on those issues, liberal on migration, if you're not liberal on LGBT stuff, if you're not anti-Donald Trump, then you are kind of a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that is, I think that is very reductive.
It is, yeah.
But I think there are many people who think like this texter thinks. And so what I, as I say, be a little bit open to teasing out these issues.
See, that's the thing I was saying, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's that. Now, as I said, sometimes never the twain shall meet. And then either you don't talk about politics at all between
maybe
the two
that might
of you,
be a bit of a rule.
Or maybe you aren't going to live happily ever after together. That's actually a potential thing too here.
Or maybe it's
but
okay
if you want that to happen,
it's okay to him to be conservative.
Yes, if you want that to happen, I think perhaps this person also needs to open their mind to the fact that not everyone thinks exactly the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
The way this person does.
Yeah, yeah.
And we tend to forget that, particularly in Ireland. I often think in Ireland we are great for the consensus.
Mm-hmm.
We form a consensus, and then we don't like any dissenting voices in that consensus, and we accept the consensus uniformly, and that's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are an unusual. We have kind of a small mind, small island kind of mentality where consensus is very important to us in a way that you wouldn't see it in the UK where there's much broader differences of opinion and all of that. We tend to not. And the liberal position here is the consensus. So this person is part of the hegemony, the consensus, and they find it hard to think that anyone could think any way other than them.
Yeah, yeah.
Open your mind. People all over the world think differently to how I think, how you think, how Claire thinks, how anyone thinks. People all over the world think differently. We used to know that everyone was entitled to their own opinions, but now, you know, I've often said the only thing that we can't accept is non-binary nowadays, opinion, when it has always ever been thus. You will not get people to always think the same, and that's okay.
And your opinions change.
Allow your husband to have different opinions to you. And when you come from that space where he's allowed to think differently, then judge his opinions based on, you know, what he's actually saying, as opposed to that you're now giving him some kind of an identity where he's a prick. You know what I mean?
Or right wing. That's what I hear. He's gone down the rabbit hole of right wing.
And for a lot of people in Ireland, right wing is a pejorative term.
It is. That's what I'm saying, exactly, that she's
in much of the world,
bringing him into a whole.
Bear this in mind. In much of the world, right wing is not a pejorative term. It's just a statement of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Without, it's not loaded. Mm. It's not weighted with all this negativity.
It is in Ireland. Yeah, yeah.
Like just allow a little wriggle room here.
Just in the last, exactly. And what I always say, if you're strong in why you think he's wrong, surely you should be able to argue it. You know what I mean? I love when I'm on the Tonight Show, whatever, and debating a point. I feel strongly about something, so I'm able to argue it. Mm. And if someone's going to change my mind, I'm going, oh, that's good. They argued stronger than me. Maybe I never thought about that before.
Yeah.
And maybe your husband's not racist if he has those ideas. Maybe he is racist. You know what I mean? We haven't heard what the ideas are.
This person is threatened by the fact that her husband is not part of the consensus anymore. There's a bit of that here.
Do you think so, yeah?
Yeah, I do. And I think you have to at least tease out.
She's worrying that he's changing.
You know, I certainly, during the pandemic in particular, had some friends who kind of went down some of those conspiracy theories.
I think so many people went down
rabbit holes.
It shattered so many things.
And I found it challenging, but I didn't fall out with them over it. I was like, well, why do you think that? Mm. And I was interested. And on some things, they made me...
Yeah, no, you're right.
Go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah, but they
But on some things, I was thinking, I suppose you have a point about that now. Do you know what I mean? I think it's all... But I am quite... tolerant of views that are not my own because I believe in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am a liberal.
You'll
do you know what I mean?
Fight to the death for my right to say whatever you don't believe. Like, and that's it. And so, yeah, that's what we're saying. Allow him to have his opinions, challenge them, try to maybe send him some other news sources, because if he's down a rabbit hole there,
maybe
social media.
Listen to him too.
Listen to some of the stuff.
I'm not saying you have to go down the same route as him.
But maybe listen to what he's listening to, because I understand why somebody would be going down the immigration rabbit hole, because we're not allowed to talk about it. And so you have to find your cohort to have a think about what's going to going on there. And I get that, and that's what social media does. So I'd be trying to pull him out of it and have conversations with him around it and all the rest of it.
But all is not necessarily lost.
No, definitely
because your
not.
Husband doesn't share an identikit set of views.
Exactly.
To your own.
For sure.
I think that. So I don't know if that's what they're expecting to hear from us, but I think this is an interesting one. I'd love them to come back.
Yeah, and tell us what happens. Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
I would.
Okay, that's it for today with Messy Bits, Kira. We'll be back next week with some more life messy bits.
And we will answer your dilemmas in Messy Bits, so do send them in. Slide into the DMs with those, and also share this if it's of any use to anybody you know. But we would also love you to like and subscribe.